I'd imagine that a few deals in Westminster have been stitched up in here over the years.
You must do all these backroom deals anyway.
Well, don't tell my executive committee that. Everything's done by the book.
We're in a cafe in St James's Park, a popular haunt for politicians and journalists, for off-the-record chats.
Do you know what you want?
Can I have that hay, please?
Bob Crowe is a proper East Ender, born in the shadow of the old Royal Mint.
That's where our family come from. I remember looking over the terrace, and you can see the people in the Bank of England counting the money.
Could you?
Yes.
You could actually
remember it.
What do you want to drink?
Oh, we've got a red wine. Is that okay?
Four families shared a bathroom, and that's up to 1967. Yeah. There was no cooker. It was just two rings. That's all there was. No cooker. It's falling apart, the place to stand here. So hence, the London County Council give the opportunity for people to go and move out. You know, people for the first time thought they was being immigrated to Australia. They was going 40 minutes on the train, you know, to these big farm fields in Hainault, blah, blah, blah. And it was for the first time Hainault Forest. You know, never seen a forest. Never been out of a forest. Never seen it.
Cheers.
Cheers.
He worked for London Transport, joined the union, and now, in his early 50s, is boss of the transport union, the RMT, whose members went out on strike over proposals to close ticket offices.
Communist socialist.
Would you call yourself that?
Yeah, yeah.
You're a communist socialist?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Basically, a society that's based on need rather than greed. It's rights and wrongs, really.
He may take after his grandfather, the famous boxing EastEnder Punch Crowe. I think he enjoys a bit of a fight, has an opinion on almost everything, short of hair, but not of hats, and image-conscious.
I don't like to be gobby, like to be flash, arrogant. I don't like that. I suppose talkative, yeah, and having an opinion. And perhaps sometimes, thank you, where some people might keep their mouth shut, or express the point of view, where sometimes you should listen a bit more. I suppose.
Do you regret sometimes?
No.
You love vinegar.
Love it. Anything vinegar.
You were described as the pantomime villain of modern industrial relations.
What does that mean?
You perform a part.
I find pantomimes very boring, actually. I never was.
You wouldn't want to be in a pantomime.
I wouldn't want to be in a pantomime. Every time I went to pantomime, it was me called this person the pantomime dame.
Is that you?
No, that's more like the chairman of ACAS. And they pull back the curtain, and she'll stick her head round and say, watch out, here they come. And of course, you know, at the end of the day, to be a general secretary of a union, you've got to be larger in life, you know. Just want to walk around with a grey suit on, eat a cheese sandwich every lunchtime. Or do you want someone who's got a bit of spark about? Treacle tart, please.
Do you like the idea?
He earns a cool £145,000. Although he quibbles over the amount, more like 90, he says, when you subtract the contributions for National Insurance and his pension. That's the right-wing press for you, he suggests. He says he doesn't give a monkey's about what the papers say about him, although I'm not sure that's 100% true.
Do you get sensitive about it?
No.
And do you think you're worth it?
Yeah.
You're definitely worth it?
I think I'm worth it, yeah. Our members, in the main, I've had pay rises every single year right away through austerity. They've got good pensions, good holidays. They could be better.
Okay, let's take an MP then. Are they worth much less or more, or what are they on, 60-odd?
I'll be honest with you, MPs. I do believe they should have a pay rise. Some people like to think that these MPs should live in a tent. They should have four to a room. I want my MP, particularly those who don't live in London, who've got to travel down into work in London, to have a decent accommodation to go home to. I want them to have a proper meal. I don't want to scramble around the place. But I do believe that the MP should be paid adequately, because what you will get, in my view, is a lot of people not going into Parliament, because they will say that, you know, we're going to lose out.
Do you think the MP should have on a par with someone like yourself?
You just can't say, I'll leave the paid as the same as a General Secretary. And really, at the end of the day, anyone in the public sector, whether you work for a private company, you're all civil servants. We're serving civilisation. Surely that's what a civil servant is. And they should be paid accordingly.
This is really nice. Do you know, crumble. I don't think you can beat crumble.
And then there's the relationship with Boris Johnson, or the absence of one. The sparring, the tit-for-tat. The London mayor said the union were holding the capital to ransom. The union boss accused the London mayor of refusing to meet.
Punch and Judy, yeah. Not very grown up, is it?
But you do accept you may not be very grown up, are you?
No.
You think you are grown up?
Well, I think I'm grown up. What do you do? I mean, if he's not prepared to speak to you...
Take all the politics out. Do you think that he's an attractive person?
I've watched him on Have I Got News For You? And a good laugh. Very quick. Blah, blah, blah. He's got the problem. I've got the problem.
I've
got a problem speaking with the mayor.
He's not apologetic about his holiday in Rio a few days before the strike, or that he lives in a council house despite his fat wallet. I can almost hear him saying his catchphrase, which is repeated throughout the lunch. Blah, blah, blah.
I'm the only person in my road who's paying the rent. Everyone else is on social. I'm the only person paying the rent. Every single person down my road, because there's only 9 houses, is on benefits, except for us. So who really is the mug? I'm the only one paying.
Are you good friends with them,
though? Well, say friends. You know, normal. So I've lived there for a long time.
Yeah.
Not in each other's houses, no. That was beautiful.
It was, wasn't it?
I'm bringing my wife down here.